Hi, this is Michael Waits, and I'm talking to Sarah Gonzalez. Sarah is from Laredo, Texas, and she is currently a senior at the University of Texas at Austin. I don't know why I'm laughing. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
Now, we've met each other, right?
Yes, we did. So, if I recall correctly, it was one night after we were all finished with our internships. It was at a very small coffee shop in Bangkok. It was hard to get to, that's what I remember.
Really?
But it was a very fun conver Yes, I remember we went through like streets and like it was so dark in like an alley. I just remember the trip there. It was one for its own.
Wow, because I mean, I lived literally right around the corner from there, and I don't know, I just pass that place every single day, so maybe that's why it doesn't seem like so out of the way to me. But that's kind of one of the things that I want to, that's kind of
Like
one of the things I want to
there,
talk
so
about, right?
exactly.
So let's just back up just so people can understand what's you're majoring in what? And you're a senior, right? So you're graduating this coming May?
Yeah, so in 3 months I'll graduate. I'm studying public relations and my minor is international business and Spanish, and I do go to the University of Texas.
Right. Okay. So I want to find out why. Like, first of all, why did you do the internship program? And then why, how did you end up in Bangkok as opposed to in Shanghai or in some other place? Like, what was the idea there?
Okay, so definitely your junior year before you graduate, it's always recommended to do an internship. I'm always down for like an adventure and I love to travel. So I went to the international office and I said, "What's the farthest I can go?"
Oh wow, so
And
you started right away with, I just want to get as far away
yeah,
from here as possible.
exactly.
I
Like I
love
wanted
it.
to do something completely out of my comfort zone, and Bangkok was the option, and they offered the internship there, and I was on board, and yeah.
But so
And
what's,
the reason,
go
yeah,
ahead.
the reason I, because a lot of people would prefer to go to like Europe or they do offer in Shanghai and like other places, but I just thought like Bangkok is so different, I feel, and like not that many people like go there. So I knew it was going to be something crazy itself, which it was, so.
So I guess if you like to travel and you've done this before, your family's probably used to the fact that, like, when you come home and say, look, I'm going to be in Bangkok for, what was it, the summer? I can't remember even when it was. Was it last summer?
Yes, it was the summer, but it's very different just because it was so far away. It's almost 10,000 miles away. Like I've gone far and like I studied abroad in Mexico City, but that's very close to us. I've been to
Yeah.
Europe, travel, but 10,000 miles in a foreign country, being where like a language you've never heard of, like it's so different. And they were definitely scared and just nervous for me. But they did support me all the way through, so.
But did they, so when you came home and you're like, okay, look, I'm going to be in Bangkok for the summer, did they just look at you like you were insane?
Completely. They were
Did they really?
like how, like if I could not say it, like if it was a joke to them, like just because I'm always like, oh, I'm gonna go here and I'm gonna go here, and it's like they knew I was serious, but it was like, are you really going to do this?
For real kind of thing. So what does it feel like to you? You get on a plane, like what is the flight route? You fly from where to where to where? Because there's no direct flight from Texas to Bangkok, right?
No, so I actually flew from Austin to Houston, Houston to Tokyo.
Houston to Tokyo.
Yeah, and I was there for, it was a layover, so I didn't leave the airport, but we were there for a couple hours. Well, I was there for a couple hours. And just getting there, like, I remember getting on the plane, like, in Houston. It's a huge plane, first of all. Like, I've never seen a plane like this. Second of all, I am one of the only American citizens on the plane, and I am in complete culture shock already on the plane, and I haven't even left
But
Texas.
who are the other, how did you know, like who are the other people on the plane? Was it other Japanese people because it's going
Yeah,
to
it was,
Japan? So it's mostly Japanese people.
yeah, exactly. And I was already like so frightened. I was on my own and I
Really?
was just like, I was scared. I was like, oh gosh, what did I get myself into? Like at that point, I was like, uh-oh, like, am I doing this? Like, well, I'm doing this because they already closed the door, so I'm doing
I can't get off. But
it.
what's the
Yeah.
fear? Like, what are you
I
afraid
think
of?
that,
If you think about it in retrospect, right?
yeah, so I think it's just because I've never been placed in a spot, in like a spot where I'm the black sheep in the room. And this time everybody was just staring at me just because I was American. And like, I guess they knew that just the way they saw me and just like stared at me, I had
So
never been placed. Yeah, it was just so
this is really
weird.
fascinating, right? I want to talk about this a little bit. I think we may have actually talked about this the night that we met in Bangkok. This whole concept, right, of being a visual minority is hard to understand until you are one, right? So you get on a plane, you feel like a normal kid, right? You're just a college student, you're going to go do an internship in Thailand. It doesn't really seem like a big deal. But then you get on a plane, you stick out like a sore thumb, and people are looking at you, and you can't tell if they're looking at you because, you're attractive to look at, or you're short or tall. Like, you don't know why, but everybody's looking, and it's weird, right?
And it was just not uncomfortable, but in the way of like, what is going on? Like, do I have something in my face? And like, am I
Right. You
doing
don't
not
know, though,
doing this
right?
correctly? Yeah. And it's like, what if I like make a fool out of myself? Like, it's just get it together. And like, the thing is, I'm a minority here in the US. I'm Hispanic. So like, but I've never experienced it to this level.
But no one can tell by looking at you necessarily. This is the concept
Exactly.
of a visual minority, right? Like, so
Exactly.
imagine what it's like to live like that from the moment you're born until the moment you die. Wow. Right? Don't worry about the background noise.
Exactly.
Yeah, but it's pretty amazing because this happened to me, right? I lived in Japan for 20 years, 22, and it was the same thing. For 20 something years, people would just look at me. And it was just
It's
wild. It never goes away.
exactly. And it's just, yeah, it that's the thing, it never goes away.
So tell me this. So you're in Tokyo, you have a little bit of a layover. You've already freaked out a little bit because you're standing out, but now you land in Bangkok. When you get off the plane, are you with other interns from school, or are you by yourself?
So when I get off in Tokyo, I am still by myself, but I did meet somebody in Tokyo that was still from my school.
Okay.
So we did get a flight from Tokyo to Bangkok together.
And what was
So
did you fly together? Like same
we
seats and
did.
stuff like that? So you sat together.
Did we sit together? No, we did not sit together actually, but we were on the same flight.
What was it like landing in Bangkok?
Oh gosh. So that was, it's just all these memories that it doesn't feel
Tell me,
real.
tell
Like I
me,
did
tell me.
this. Yeah. Like we talk about it because I always see her and it's like, we were really there. Okay. But sidetrack. So yeah, we get off the plane and obviously we have visas and there's a lot of like US and like government rules we have to follow. And it's midnight. I believe it's very late at night and we get off. And we don't know what we're doing. We don't know where to go. And they just keep like yelling at us like to go one direction, but we don't even know what they're saying.
But so
We find our way to
when you land in the airport in Bangkok, were there guides there for you, or you just like you made it on your own to immigration, or you weren't even sure what to do? Was it that kind of
Yeah, like we
disorienting?
super disorienting. And the thing is, we got there late.
Right,
So there
flight
was already
attendant.
like nobody gonna be there to pick us up. So we get there and we go straight to like the visa, the immigration people,
Yep.
and they start talking to us and they're just saying like asking us all these questions, but we have no idea what they're asking us because we obviously don't speak Thai. And it's so frustrating. Like you could see their frustration and our frustration
Right.
just because we've traveled for so long
It's
and
nobody's
they're
fault,
just
right?
trying
It's
to
just like.
exactly. And they're just trying to like to ask us like basic questions and we don't even know what they're saying. And then I see my friend, she's like taking us like a Snapchat video. And on the sign it says like no
No
recording.
recording, but she's snapping. I love it.
And exactly, like I guess she didn't see it. And they get so mad like right away, like their faces turned. And I remember one thing they taught us is like obey authority there, like obey it. And I freaked out, like complete panic, like because they got mad because you're not supposed to be recording them.
Yep. Fair enough, right?
And yeah, and so obviously, so they were just like they kept waving their hands like to not do that, obviously because they couldn't like tell us no. We made it through after a good, I would say we were there for 45 minutes just trying to get through immigration.
Wow.
And the thing is, the airport was already empty because it was late at night.
Yeah, I'm trying to
After we passed
remember.
immigration, yeah,
I've
we
been in
got
the
there
airport late
really
at night,
early.
but I don't remember. Yeah, it's fine.
So it's already late, it's raining. I do remember that. And we have to go to our hotel that we had booked. Oh God, like finding the way there was so hard. Like just to get on transportation, we got a taxi. It was just a show. Like it was so, first it was raining, it was so long, we were jet lagged. He took us to the wrong hotel.
Right.
We ended up having to walk. It was complete mess.
But what are you
But like I
thinking?
look back
So,
today and it's like, well,
But what were you thinking back then? I really want to get a sense because, other students, not just in Texas, but other students at universities all over the states are going to listen to this and they're going to think, what am I going to gain? Like, what's the feeling that I'm going to have when I get on a plane and I go really far away? And then how do I get past that, right? So when you finally got to your hotel, this is day one, right? It's late at night. You're already
So it was more of
scared,
like,
yeah?
and it's more like, should I have come here? Like, was this the
Really?
right thing to do? Like, is it gonna get better? Like, I was so like just trying to figure out, like, was this the right thing to do? Like, should I be in Bangkok right now?
Wow.
So yeah, it was definitely hard. And I remember I was just so frustrated, and like, it was day one, and realizing like these people don't speak English. How am I going to get around? Like, what am I going to do? It was starting to hit me like, you chose a far place. You chose something that was
Right.
going to push your limits. So,
But so you wanted the adventure anyway, right? And now here it is. It's
exactly.
staring you right in the
The adventure's
face.
there.
But did you have to go to work the next day as well?
No, so we actually. We didn't go to work for like the next 3 days. We would barely meet. Everybody was still arriving. We were getting settled into the apartment, stuff like that. So
Right.
work didn't start until like a week later, probably.
So where was your apartment?
Oh, our apartment was, they say it's like a very good part of the city.
Yeah.
I honestly don't know how to describe it, but there's a lot of malls and restaurants, and the transportation was very near to us.
Super. You were in Asok, yeah?
Yeah,
Okay.
we were.
Okay.
But yeah, that's what I would.
But what did it feel like when you? So let me give you an example. I moved when I was in Tokyo, so I had went on a long business trip to Hong Kong for Goldman Sachs, and they arranged for an apartment for me on the Peak, and I was just so excited about it because that's supposed to be like one of the fanciest neighborhoods. And I had the same thing. I mean, I'd been to Hong Kong before, but I got to the apartment really late at night, 12:30, 1 o'clock in the morning, and it actually looked to me like no one had ever lived in the apartment. It was really dusty. It was really old. And when I turned on the water came out brown. And I was like, there's no way I'm staying in this place. It's just not going to happen. I would just wonder, what was the feeling like when you got to your apartment? Fine. Like, was it trepidation? Were you just like, yeah, I've already been through this already. I'm going to be fine. Like, what was that like?
No, definitely not. The thing is, I feel in the United States, like everything is, I don't know, I remember, okay, so the apartment was up in an alley, and it was like shoved in one corner also. And I remember going up, opening the door, and I was like, oh, oh snap, like
You can say
this
whatever you
is,
want. You can
yeah,
talk like you normally
it
talk.
was like an oh shit, like this is not your apartment in downtown Austin, like this is an apartment in Bangkok, like the difference, like it's just, and this is one of like the best places in Bangkok.
Yeah, it's
And you,
really nice neighborhood.
exactly. And how they were just, oh my gosh, this was like the biggest. We're walking, me and my roommate, we see the laundry machine. Oh my gosh, it's outside, first of all. There's no dryer, second of all. And I freak out, like, freak out. We're just like, first of all, the washing machine is like tiny. We don't even know how to use it because
Right.
it's so different from the ones in the US.
For sure. And
Second of all, we're
smaller,
like,
and much smaller, right?
exact, like a very tiny square. And then we see like ha like a little cable, like with little the things to hang your clothes. And we're like, no, like that's not where we're hanging our clothes. Like there has to be a dryer somewhere. But no, there was not. We're like, it was all like coming, like, oh my gosh, like what are we doing here? And then the kitchen was like a little, very small, just stove topper type of thing. And over here, we're used to like your four stove tops, your
Yep.
oven, and everything. And over there, there was like, I don't think there was an oven, and there's so many differences.
So do you live on your own in Austin? In other words, you have an apartment there. You're not living in a dormitory, right? I don't know what it's like there.
So here you can either live in a dorm or off campus, and I do live in an apartment off campus. I have for 4 years, so
Okay.
yeah,
So
very
you're used
different.
to, yeah, but you're used to, the question really was, you're used to living on your own, right? In the sense that when I went to do my year abroad, I had never lived by myself before. So that alone was really an interesting experience for me.
And yeah, so I was used to that, and I did spend like 6 months in Mexico City, so that was also
Right,
like,
but you're also a Spanish speaker, right?
Exactly.
Right.
So
So
that
for
wasn't
you,
hard.
being in Mexico City, it doesn't really matter because you're bilingual, so that's easy in relative terms, right? Okay, so you're through day one, you're still alive. You're still questioning, like, why did I do this? Maybe my parents were right and I was completely insane. But once you sort of get everybody there, I guess Jerome, the program Next Step kind of organized everybody, gets you together and just says, okay, everybody just relax a little bit. This is going to be fine. You have to go to work tomorrow, whatever day it is. Once you get into a routine, like what were the conversations like with the other students that were there? Were their experiences similar to yours? Was everybody else more chilled out and relaxed? Like, what was that like?
So I think we all experienced, the thing is, we were all strangers.
So you didn't know each other from school because Austin's big. I mean, UT
Yeah,
Austin's
there's
huge, right? 50,
thousands of
60,000
students,
people. Yeah.
tons of students, and we had never, like, we met for like a pre, like an orientation type of thing. That was it.
Right. It was like,
Besides
I
that,
don't know that girl over there and who's that guy kind
exactly,
of
but
thing. Yeah.
yeah. So then I just remember the trip, like, we were on the same position, and like we finally all talked and got together, and we're like expressing our feelings and our worries, but also like, hey, like this is pretty cool, and like we're learning this, and like it was good to be all on the same page, and like I think that's what made us very close.
Yeah, it's kind
But
of
yeah.
weird. It's kind of weird, right? So if you think about being in a group of people where the experience itself, good, bad, or indifferent, but the experience is intense, kind of brings you together, doesn't it?
Exactly. And it's sad to say, but yeah, like these, like, going back to like the how, for example, one of the girls, she's American, and people were coming up to her and just asking her for pictures because they had never seen that. And one of the guys, he's African American, he was the only guy that went with us. He was also like seen as like what is like, we've never seen this before. And it was just like we were all in that and we were all feeling it, being there together, which was like even closer.
Yeah, it's pretty wild, right? So when did everything kind of normalize?
I would
Or did
say
it?
it towards the end. I would say definitely say towards the end. It was very hard in the first 2 weeks, probably. No, I would say middle end. The first 2 weeks, I remember I was still in shock. And most of the days, I would just, after the internship, I would just go back to my apartment and just like think, like, did I make the right thing? Like, I wasn't sure if I should be in that spot, if I should be in Bangkok. But definitely after getting used to it and like more routine, I think I felt more comfortable. But I never fully got to like 100%, like, I own this, like, I got this, like, yeah, no.
But I remember, right? So, one of the things that I did when the team was here was we had that meeting. We talked about it at the beginning of this phone conversation at the coffee shop, right? And the idea really was to get everybody together in the middle of the program and just get a sense for how everybody was doing and, how they felt, not just about being in Bangkok, but about the program itself. And it really seemed to me at the time that there was, what's the right word? Like a lot of, people were confused and just wondering, like you said, like, did I do the right thing? But I felt like there was a little bit of a catharsis that night. Maybe I was just projecting, but I really felt like it was slightly cathartic in the sense that everybody kind of realized, like, we're not going to die. We're going to get through this thing. And when we do get through it, just like every other really intense experience we have, we're going to learn something that's going to be so valuable, even if we don't realize that today. But when we do look back on this, we're going to think, wow, that was amazing. And I'm just wondering, like, did I get the wrong sense that night, or is that what really happened? And then later, is that the way you felt? So by the time you left, were you feeling differently than that first day when you arrived and you thought, I just can't imagine why I'm here?
But definitely towards the end, it was more of like, wow, like I survived and
You
like I
did though,
did
right?
this and like I'm stronger because of that and
Exactly. And that's the
I've grown
point.
so much.
And you did though. Think about it. How you were here for what, 6 weeks, 5 weeks?
Yeah, 7 weeks.
Right?
Six, seven, 7 weeks.
And you'll never be the same.
Exactly. And to this day, like whenever I see some of the people from the internship, we just like we think, were we really there? It feels so unreal. And then it's like, no, we were actually there. And like, I don't, like, honestly, without the program, without the internship, I wouldn't have gotten the opportunities I have right now.
Right, that's
When
the
people,
point though. That's the point, right?
yeah. And like, when people see like on my resume, like Bangkok, and like you were there and like on for a whole summer, And it's so intriguing to them, and like they want to know more, and because it's so different, because it's not the same as going to Spain, it's not the same as going to China, it's so different.
It is really different.
And
Yeah, so but this is really interesting, right? So when you leave school, right, in May, and you apply for a job or you try to look for something to do, people are going to look at your resume and look at your experience, and you're going to feel this sense of empowerment. You're going to feel internal power when someone says, "Why do you think you can do this job? Why do you think you can learn this really quickly?" And you can say, "Look, I went into an environment where I knew nothing, couldn't speak the language, didn't understand how to get around, and I came out the other side a completely different person." And that makes everything look relatively easy in comparison. Don't you think?
And I think one of the skills, one of the biggest skills was adaptability and
Yeah,
being able
adaptability
to
is
adapt
huge, right?
to like, yeah. And that's one of my biggest skills that I try to emphasize on because of that whole experience. But yeah, and like I never thought I would actually say this, but if I were given the opportunity, I would definitely take a job in Bangkok
Right?
if
That's
that opportunity.
so that's what you
I
gain.
never thought, like never in a million years. I promise you that. Never in a million years did I think I would actually say that. But if I were to given like a good opportunity in Bangkok, I would go and move there.
Right, but that's the
So.
growth. But that's the growth you've gained actually by doing this. And whether you do it, think about it. So your comfort zone, right, in a place like Europe or in Mexico, again, because you speak Spanish, is high. But there are plenty of people that don't have that same level of comfort, where if they went to Spain or they went to Mexico or they went to, Italy, they'd feel like a fish out of water in a similar way. But when they come out the other side, they'll have the same feeling that you do. The point is that the whole point of the internship programs, right, should be just remove yourself from comfort and grow because of it. But it's a metaphor to me for life. This is a great first episode, actually, because it really hits on the things that I like a lot, and that is that whole experience is a metaphor for life. Because now every time you encounter a situation that you have not encountered previous and it looks really difficult, you'll just stop. Your brain will fast forward and just go, "Wait a second. I've done this before. I know what to do, and I'm going to be fine." That's really powerful.
Exactly. And just like little things, it's just like crossing the street. Like Bangkok is so different. Like crossing the street in Bangkok is like playing Frogger, where like you are most likely to die every time. So here in Austin, I'm like, I'm so free and I'm just like, I'm not gonna get run over. Like if I survived in Bangkok, I could do it here. And just little things that you don't take into account and just, I don't know, it's just you learn so much and it's funny to like look back and like compare things. But yeah, it was a life-changing experience for me.
So let me ask you this, and then I'll let you go because you're probably going to get back to school. But this is the main thing that I want to know. So if somebody walks over to you and says, "Look, I heard about this thing, this internship program, and I was thinking about going to either Spain or to Tokyo or to Bangkok," what would you tell them? Just based on your own experience.
I would say Bangkok because of the fact that you will be pushed to your limits, but you will know how strong you are and you will come out stronger. And yes, you might like cry every now and then, but you will be a different person and you will look back and be thankful for doing for taking the opportunity.
That
It's fun to like escape the ordinary. Don't do what people do and like do something different. That's what I like to say, like escape the ordinary, do something different, like live your life and go somewhere else, experience different things. So yeah, Bangkok.
that's going to be the title of this episode, actually. Escape the Ordinary. I love it. I love it. Sarah, look, this was awesome. This was so awesome. I really appreciate your time, and there's nothing better than having such an engaging and like really powerful and intense first episode for this. The person that follows you is going to have a big problem.
Thank you so
I
much.
really
It was so
appreciate your
nice
time.
to re-meet you and just talk to you and greetings from Texas.
You got it. Thanks again.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye bye.